This is Apollo Control at 107 hours, 59 minutes, and at this point we have caught up with all of the backlog of tape that was accumulated during the change of shift press briefing, and which continued to pile up on us as we were replaying the tape that we'd already accumulated. We are up to date now and are standing by live, and we believe that third good night, or at least hope that third good night, was the final one. We don't expect to hear from the crew now for about 8 hours aboard Orion. We are in contact with Ken Mattingly aboard the orbiting command module, command and service module Casper. And we'll be picking that up and standing by until Ken Mattingly completes this revolution and goes behind the moon. And we expect he also, before much longer, will be beginning a rest period. Based on the data received from the Lunar Module Guidance and Navigation System during the landing, we have come up with a set of landing coordinates which agree very closely with the estimation that John Young gave of the spacecraft's position. Our coordinates from the calculations here on the ground show the lunar module Orion to be located about 430 feet west and about 900 feet north of the planned target point. If I remember correctly, Young estimated that they had come down about 200 meters west and about 100 meters north of a crater very near the landing site. And that crater was Double Spot Crater, which is just slightly to the south and west of the LEM site. The two numbers would be very comparable. The numbers that I gave, the 430 feet west and 900 feet north, are with respect to the landing site. The numbers that Young used, his estimate was 200 feet, or 200 meters rather, west of Double Spot Crater, and 100 meters north, which is about the same location, as best we can tell, as that we have computed. The coordinates of this landing point would be 8 degrees, 59 minutes, and 13.2 seconds south, and 15 degrees, 30 minutes, 48.6 seconds east. Now, we do expect that these coordinates will be updated, particularly if Ken Mattingly is able to get some tracking data from orbit using the CSM sextant. He plans to try to take some landmark sightings on the landing site. And we'll also get an additional fix based on crew observations once they get out and get a chance to look in a little more detail at the surrounding landscape. At this point, we'll switch over to our second air-to-ground line and stand by for any conversation with Ken Mattingly aboard the orbiting command module Casper.